The 7-step method to achieving your goals. There are 7 simple steps that you can follow to set and achieve your goals faster. There are more complex and detailed goal achieving methodologies, but this 7-step method will enable you to accomplish 10 times more than you have ever accomplished before, and you will do so far faster than you can currently imagine. Step 1. Decide exactly what you want. Be specific. If you want to increase your income, decide on a specific amount of money rather than to just, quote, make more money. 2. Write it down. A goal that is not in writing is like cigarette smoke. It drifts away and disappears. It is vague and insubstantial. It has no force, effect, or power. But a written goal becomes something that you can see, touch, read, and modify if necessary. 3. Set a deadline for your goal. Pick a reasonable time period and write down the date when you want to achieve it. If it is a big enough goal, set a final deadline and then set sub-deadlines or interim steps between where you are today and where you want to be in the future. A deadline serves as a forcing system into your brain. Just as you often get more done when you are under the pressure of a specific deadline, your subconscious mind works faster and more efficiently when you have decided that you want to achieve a goal by a specific time. The rule is there are no unrealistic goals, there are only unrealistic deadlines. What do you do if you don't achieve your goal by your deadline? Simple, you set another deadline. A deadline is just a guesstimate. Sometimes you will achieve your goal before the deadline, sometimes at the deadline, and sometimes after the deadline. When you set a goal, it will be within the context of a certain set of external circumstances, but these circumstances may change, causing you to change your deadline as well. Step 4. Make a list of everything you can think of that you can possibly do to achieve your goal. As Henry Ford said, the biggest goal can be accomplished if you just break it down into enough small steps. Make a list of the obstacles and difficulties that you will have to overcome, both external and internal, in order to achieve your goal. Make a list of the additional knowledge and skills that you will need in order to achieve your goal. Make a list of the people whose cooperation and support you will require to achieve your goal. Make a list of everything that you can think of that you will have to do, and then add to this list as new tasks and responsibilities occur to you. Keep writing until your list is complete. Step 5. Organize your list by both sequence and priority. A list of activities organized by sequence requires you to decide what you need to do first, and what you need to do second, and what you need to do later on. In addition, a list organized by priority enables you to determine what is more important and what is less important. Sometimes sequence and priority are the same, but often they are not. For example, if you want to start a particular kind of business, the first item in order of sequence might be for you to purchase a book or enroll in a course on that business. But what is most important is your ability to develop a business plan based on complete market research, and then you can use to gather the resources you need and actually start the business you have in mind. Step 6. Take action on your plan immediately. Take the first step, and then the second step, and then the third step. Get going. Get busy. Move quickly. Don't delay. Remember, procrastination is not only the thief of time, it is a thief of life. The difference between success and failures in life is simply that winners take the first step. They are action-oriented. As they said in Star Trek, they go boldly where no man has gone before. Winners are willing to take action with no guarantees of success. Though they're willing to face failure and disappointment, they're always willing to take action. Step 7. Do something every day that moves you in the direction of your major goal. This is the key step that will guarantee your success. Do something 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Do anything that moves you at least one step closer to the goal that is most important to you at that time. When you do something every day that moves you in the direction of your goal, you develop momentum. This momentum, this sense of forward motion, motivates, inspires, and energizes you. As you develop momentum, you will find it increasingly easy to take even more steps toward your goal. In no time at all, you will have developed the discipline of setting and achieving your goals. It will soon become easy and automatic. You will soon develop the habit and the discipline of working toward your goals all the time. The 10-goal exercise. This is one of the most powerful goal-achieving methods I've ever discovered. I teach it all over the world, and I practice it myself almost every day. Take out a clean sheet of paper. At the top of the page, write the word goals and today's date. Then, discipline yourself to write down 10 goals that you would like to accomplish in the next 12 months. Write down financial, family goals, fitness goals, as well as goals for personal possessions like a house or a car. Don't worry for the moment about how you're going to achieve these goals. Just write them down as quickly as you can. You can write as many as 15 goals if you like, but this exercise requires that you write down a minimum of 10 within 3 to 5 minutes. Select one goal. Once you have written out your 10 goals, imagine that for the moment that you can achieve all the goals on your list if you want them long enough and hard enough. Also, imagine that you have a magic wand and you can wave that will enable you to achieve any one goal on your list within 24 hours. If you could achieve any one goal on your list within 24 hours, which one would have the greatest positive impact on your life right now? Which one goal would change or improve your life more than anything else? Which one goal, if you were able to achieve it, would help you achieve more of your other goals than anything else? Whatever you answer to this question, put a circle around this goal and write it at the top of a clean sheet of paper. This goal becomes your major definite purpose. It becomes your focal point and the organizing principle of your future activities. Make a plan. Once you have written out this goal clearly and specifically and made it measurable, set a deadline on your goal. Your subconscious mind needs a deadline so that it can focus and concentrate all your mental powers on the goal attainment. Make a list of everything you can think of that you could do to achieve this goal. Organize this list by sequence and priority. Select the most important or logical step in your plan and take action on it immediately. Take the first step. Do something. Do anything. Resolve to work on this goal every single day until it is achieved. From this moment forward, as far as you're concerned, failure is not an option. Once you have decided that this one goal can have the greatest positive impact on your life, and you have set it as your major definite purpose, resolve that you will work towards this goal as hard as you can, as long as you can, and that you will never give up until it is achieved. This decision alone can change your life. Use mindstorming to get started. Here is another technique you can use to dramatically increase the likelihood that you will achieve your most important goal. This is the most important creative thinking technique I have ever seen. More people have become wealthy using this method than in any other way. Take a clean sheet of paper, write out your definite major purpose at the top of the page in the form of a question. Then, discipline yourself to write a minimum of 20 answers to the question. For example, if your goal is to earn a certain amount of money by a certain date, you would write a question such as, how can I earn XXX amount of money by a specific date? You then discipline yourself to generate 20 answers to your question. This exercise of mindstorming will activate your mind, unleash your creativity, and give you ideas that you may never have thought of before. The first 3 to 5 answers will be easy, the next 5 will be difficult, and the last 10 answers will be harder than you can imagine, at least the first time you do this exercise. Nonetheless, you must exert your discipline and willpower to persist until you have written down at least 20 answers. Once you have generated 20 answers, look over your list and select one of those answers to take action on immediately. It seems that when you take action on a single idea on your list, it triggers more ideas and motivates you to take action on even more of these answers. The Great Law of Cause and Effect. The most important application of the law of cause and effect is that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts create the conditions of your life. When you change your thinking, you change your life. Your outer world becomes a mirror image reflection of your inner world. Perhaps the greatest discovery in the history of thought is that you, quote, become what you think about most of the time. Moreover, teacher John Boyle said, quote, whatever you can think about on a continuing basis, you can have. Napoleon Hill, author of the success classic Think and Grow Rich, which was first published in 1939 and is still selling today, said, quote, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. When you think about your goal continually and work on it every day, more and more of your mental resources will be concentrated on moving you toward that goal and moving your goal toward you. The discipline of daily goal setting will make you a powerful, purposeful, and irresistible person. You will develop self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect. As you feel yourself moving toward your goals faster and faster, you will ultimately become unstoppable. Happiness requires a goal. Happiness, as Earl Nightingale once wrote, is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal or goal. You feel truly happy only when you are making progress step by step towards something that is important to you. Viktor Frankl, the founder of logotherapy, wrote that the greatest need of human beings is for a sense of meaning and purpose in life, for a goal to work toward. Goals give you a sense of meaning and purpose, a clear sense of direction. As you move toward your goals, you feel happier and stronger. You feel more energized and effective. You feel more competent and confident in yourself and your abilities. Every step you take toward your goals increases your belief that you can set and achieve bigger goals in the future. Most people today fear change and worry about the future more so than at any other time in history. More people today fear change and worry about the future than any other time in our history. One of the greatest benefits of goal setting is that goals enable you to control the direction of change in your life. Goals enable you to ensure that the changes in your life are largely self-determined and self-directed. Goals enable you to instill the meaning and purpose into everything you do. One of the most important teachings, action exercises. 1. Resolve today to switch on your success mechanism and unlock your goal-achieving mechanism by deciding exactly what you really want in life. 2. Make a list of 10 goals that you want to achieve in the foreseeable future. Write them down in the present tense as if you have already achieved them. 3. Select the one goal that could have the greatest impact on your life if you were to achieve it, and write it down at the top of another sheet of paper. 4. Make a list of everything you could do to achieve this goal. Organize it by sequence and priority, and then take action on it immediately. 5. Practice brainstorming by writing out 20 ideas that could help you achieve your most important goal, and then take action on at least one of those ideas. 6. Resolve to do something every day, 7 days a week, to achieve your most important goal until you are successful. 7. Continually remind yourself that failure is not an option. No matter what, resolve to persist until you succeed. You hold the key. Setting goals, working toward them day by day, and ultimately achieving them is the key to happiness in life. Goal setting is so powerful that the very act of thinking about your goals makes you happy even before you have taken the first step toward achieving them. To unlock and unleash your full potential, you should make a habit of daily goal setting and achieving for the rest of your life. You should develop a laser-like focus so that you are always thinking and talking about what you want rather than what you don't. You must resolve from this moment forward to become a goal-seeking organism, like a guided missile or a homing pigeon, moving unerringly toward the goals that are important to you. There is no greater guarantee of a long, happy, healthy, and prosperous life than for you to be continuously working on being, having, and achieving more and more of the things you really want. Clear goals enable you to realize your full potential for your personal and professional success. Goals enable you to overcome any obstacle and to make your future achievement unlimited.